In Turkey, the visiting UN Arab League envoy Kofi Annan has appealed to all parties in Syria to cease violence without preconditions. Annan has confirmed that government forces have withdrawn from some provinces. He said he hopes that by the morning of April 12, all violence would have ceased. Egypt's parliament has approved a proposal to ban former regime figures from running for president. The plan particularly targets former spy chief Omar Suleiman and former Prime Minister Ahmed Shafiq. Both have announced bids to contest for the top post, infuriating the public. Iran stops oil sales to Spain. Tehran says it's considering halting exports to Germany and Italy too. Iran has already stopped crude sales to France, Britain and Greece in response to the EU's sanctions on its oil. Tehran's move has shot up fuel prices in the US and Britain to record highs. Iraq's fugitive Vice President Tariq al-Hashimi is in Turkey. He reportedly flew into Turkey from Qatar on a private jet. Hashimi has been invited by the Turkish government for official talks in Istanbul. Iraq has issued an arrest warrant for him over alleged involvement in acts of terrorism. Denmark says a prominent Bahraini human rights activist, Abdulhadi al-Khawaja, is in critical condition. Khawaja has been on hunger strike for over 2 months in a jail in Bahrain. His lawyer says he's feared to be dead. The activist has a dual Bahraini-Danish citizenship. Police in Indonesia have rescued 120 illegal Afghan migrants from a leaking wooden ship off the Southeast Asian country. Indonesia is a transit point for migrants seeking a better life in a third country. Some of them have died in accidents while travelling in fragile boats. Libyan officials show journalists around the new Court of Appeals in Tripoli, where they're going to try Saif al-Islam Gaddafi. Saif al-Islam is the most prominent son of Libya's former ruler, Muammar Gaddafi. He's accused of crimes against humanity during his father's rule. And relatives of people who died during the Titanic disaster have held a ceremony at the English port of Southampton to mark the disaster's 100th anniversary. The ship set sail from the port in 1912. The Titanic drowned after hitting a huge iceberg, killing some 650 people.